News. I'm Jules McCann.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Why, sure. Welcome back to the program. Getting started. Another week gets underway here. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. From Lucia Capital Group, we welcome you back to another edition of said program, Bucket Strategy Investing. Oh, do we have a strategy to talk about today? Well, I don't know. I guess it's a strategy. It's more of a risk. That's what it is. We're going to talk for a moment about something that you may not be aware of, but it's something that could hurt you potentially in your retirement. We're going to tell you how to avoid it. It's called Sequence of Returns Risk. Once again, another one of those wonky, nerdy, bookish-sounding terms, sequence of returns risk. But it's a very real risk, especially if you happen to retire at the wrong time, as they say. And what is the wrong time? Well, ask anybody who retired in, we'll say, what?
99, 2000, 2001, 2007, 2008.
Yeah, yeah, any one of those. And why did we pick that? What do you mean? What's wrong with that? Well, you saw what the market did. Most of you figured that out. The market during those years was pretty bad, pretty bad. And so if there was anybody out there who was using a distribution method to take money out of their retirement portfolio that did not include safe money, they got hit pretty badly, pretty hard by those ugly early returns. So we're going to explain what this means coming up in just a bit. And as I said, to try to tell you how you can potentially avoid a sequence of returns risk. Oh, and then the other question, Professor Plum, when is a 5% rate of return potentially better than an 8% rate of return? We brought this up, I sort of teased it two, three, four weeks ago maybe when we were starting to promote these workshops that was what you were going to find out. And we're going to give you some of the math behind that coming up in just a little bit. So if you want to talk about this, that's fine. Sit back, relax, listen, watch whatever you're doing, or give us a call on any other topic, any other question, problem, concern, issue that you have. You call us now. Lines are open. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We'll get to some emails as well. This hour, next hour, sort of all throughout the couple of hours that we've got. You want to add to the stack, you go to wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You'll see a link that says Find Your Answer. You know that by now. Click on that and send it to us here in the studio. But, of course, 877-PLANNER, the quickest way to get in touch with us. Or if you want to talk off the air to Professor Plum, somebody had an email asking you, you're on the show, you're doing all this stuff, when the heck do you have time to meet with people?
Well, for a long time I worked for this company and they said, stick with us. You'll be working half days.
That's what they told you the time.
When I first joined this company, they said, stick with us, you'll be working half days. So if I'm on the show for 2 hours a day, I got 10 more hours in a half a day.
That's it. See, 12 hours is half a day.
Yeah, day is 24 hours long. Half of that's 12, so I got plenty of time.
Sure. So anyway, that was the answer to that. But if you can talk to Professor Plum, you can talk to him here on the program, or you can talk to him off the air, whichever you prefer. If you want to talk off the air to him or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, they got a whole network of Brain Trust advisors standing by at a single point of contact. You can do so by contacting them at 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group. Speak to an advisor, as so many thousands of people have done. Give them a call. Talk to them about your situation. Tell them what you got. They'll tell you, hey, you may be able to retire when you want. Or we need to tweak it a little bit here. Or you may say, I heard about this sequence of returns risk. I want to know how to avoid it because I didn't understand what they were talking about. They'll help you out. Again, 800-644-1150. That's off the air. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. So it's, I said, what do you mean retire at the wrong time? What happens, Professor Plum? And this is a very real situation. You know, there's fear in the markets. You know, the markets are too high. What could happen? I want to retire. I've got retirement just a year or two or whatever down the line. 3 years, and I'm concerned because what happens if as soon as the day after I retire or the month, something happens to the market and all of a sudden my, you know, portfolio, I've saved $300,000-$500,000 and it's worth considerably less than that. There's a risk in that.
But people don't really talk. They talk about, okay, how do I avoid that risk? They talk about, well, if you just have the proper allocation and you rebalance, you want to stay in a balanced portfolio. Obviously, you don't want to be all equities anymore, because you need to be able to pull some money and create an income. So let's make it a nice balanced portfolio. And we want to stay in balance. And all the statistical regression analysis BS that has come out says, well, as long as you stay under a 4.5% distribution rate, some say a 2% distribution rate, 3%, 4%, whatever the case may be, as long as you stay within a certain distribution rate, you've got a pretty good chance, like a 96% chance that the money will last for 30 years. And for most 65-year-olds, 30 years is a little bit longer than they're going to last. So what's the risk here? You got a really good chance of doing it. Well, the risk is that your world doesn't work like the historical world does. And there are maybe better ways to do this. We've seen this many times where people retire based on what the portfolio has averaged. But that's a different portfolio. The portfolio has averaged while you're not taking money out of it. The portfolio may have averaged 8 or 9%, you know, over the past 15, 20 years. But that's when there's no money coming out of it. Taking money out of a portfolio, if it has any amount of volatility, has the potential for being a problem. Now, obviously, if the market just goes up and up and up and up and up and up, and it never has a downturn, then portfolio isn't really the issue. Because anything would have worked there, right? Because it went up and up and up and up. When was the last time we had a market that went up and up and up and up and up and did not have any downturns in it? Now what, we're a little over eight years into a bull market now? And so you think, well, the last 8 years, Rick, we've been in a bull market for 8 years. We've had downturns though. And those downturns can cause problems in a distribution portfolio. 2015 was basically flat on a total return basis. And if you were taking money out of it, you had a negative return. That negative return can never recover because you took money out of it. You sold those assets. They never recovered because they were no longer there. They were used to pay your bills.
Exactly.
2016 was a decent year. Didn't start off that way, at least not from a market standpoint. Started off as a pretty ugly year. We were kind of worried about 2016 because we were down quite a bit the first 5-6 weeks of the year. If you had to pull money out of your portfolio to meet your bills, guess what? You had to sell something when it was less than optimal value, less than positive value. So you were ending up selling things when it was down. Unfortunately, we don't know when the next downturn of any size is going to be. And we don't know when the next, call it bear market or prolonged downturn is going to be. And unfortunately, Murphy's Law says you do know when it's going to be, right after you retire. Not long after you retire, there's going to be a downturn in the market, and you're going to have to find a way to make your bills without, and the worst thing you can do in a portfolio is sell something when it's down. So if you say, well, I'm going to have a portfolio that's 50-50 stock bonds, okay, what are the bonds paying right now? Maybe 3%? So if only half your portfolio is in there, that's 1.5% cash flow that you can count on. But 1.5% out of a portfolio, is that enough to live off? So I'm going to live off the rest of the portfolio? If I need to sell, if I need to get a 3-5% distribution, something more than 1.5% cash flow out of my overall return, I'm going to have to sell something. And that is the problem. It's not the 60-40, 50-50 mix. Those are fine for 10-year periods of time, 5, 8, 10-year periods of time. But not if you're taking money out of the portfolio. Unfortunately, it's a very common way to set up a retirement portfolio.
Oh, it's almost for some people, it's the default because it's so much easier.
It's very easy. I can set it up on a computer model. Bring in your portfolio, X amount of dollars, whatever it is, you know, whether it's $100,000 or $100 million, and we allocate it. And we can set it up and have the computer automatically trade it so that it stays balanced, whether it was a 50-50, 60-40, however mixed you want it to be. We can balance it, and you stay in balance. And then each year, we just rebalance it every year, every quarter, and we rebalance to the original allocation. Whether the market's up or the market's down, we rebalance. And maybe we carve off a year's worth of cash, and we live off that cash for a year. But then we have to pull next year we're out of cash, we need another year's worth of cash. We have to carve off a piece of cash and then rebalance it, because you got to stay in balance, right? Not necessarily. So how do you go about fending off the problem that we're going to have is we don't know what the market's going to hold over the next 5 to 10 years. And sequence of returns has to do with what happens over the next 5 to 10 years. If the next 5 to 10 years are positive and doing really well, your retirement probably will work out just wonderfully.
You're saying when you're taking the money out of it.
Right.
No matter which distribution method you're using in many cases.
Yeah, as long as you're taking money out of it, and if the market just has a great 10-year run, you're going to be probably going to be fine. On the other side, no matter what your portfolio is that has any volatility to it, if we have down years, and we don't even need big down years, just some down years, you could have problems with your portfolio. And we'll explain this in a little bit further detail in a minute.
Yeah, we shall, as a matter of fact. The problem comes if you have a few bad years early on. It's great if you've got the first 5-6 years of your retirement, 7 years of your retirement, whatever it is, where the markets do go up and continue to do so. It's hard to mess it up, but you get a couple of down years early on, you got real problems. Okay, 877-PLANNER will tell you about solving those or potentially solving those. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIP. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
To the program. Oh, we have conversations here all day. John Eadie and Professor Rick Plummer. What we're doing is we're strategizing. And by the way, you can strategize too. This thing we're going to mention with Professor Plummer in just a second about the sequence of returns and the 5% and the 8%, as he's been telling folks at the workshops around the country. There's another one coming up in about a week and a half, if I've done the math right and if my calendar is properly set. Are we still using the Jovian calendar?
Do I even know what that is?
Well, you know, the
Jovial. It's fun times.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, yes. If so, then Saturday, a week from Saturday, which is the 29th. The 29th of April, you can join the Brain Trust in Santa Clara, California. And I would urge, by the way, everybody in Santa Clara, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, Sacramento, everybody between the Oregon-California border and Los Angeles to come to Santa Clara. We don't have room for that many. 9 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, April 29th. Learn all about these retirement income challenges. This is exactly what we're talking about here and some of the ways to potentially solve those. One of the things you'll learn about is what we're talking about here, sequence of returns. Sign up. It's all free. Santa Clara, San Jose, that whole area, but it's going to be in Santa Clara. Saturday, April 29th. Join the Brain Trust. Professor Plum will be there. Meet Professor Plum if you haven't done so already, and the local advisors. Will John Ellis be hanging around?
Yes.
Okay, anyway, yeah. A lot of you people know who John Ellis is. He'll be there as well to answer any questions that you have. WealthEd.com. It's all free. Check it out April 29th. Now, 877-PLANNER, our number. Line's open for you, 877-PLANNER. All right, now, the question was, do we want to do this here, talk about 5% and 8%? We didn't really cover everything there was to cover on sequence of returns.
Well, the main part of the sequence of return discussion is avoiding a downturn and selling assets to create the cash flow that you need in the first 10 years or so of your retirement, or the first several years of the income stream that you need to draw. And we're talking about the unexpected in the future, or should we say the expected, because we don't know. We know that there's going to be volatility. We know that the market's going to be higher or lower than average. I mean, we think about the market averaging 9, 10. Think about a balanced portfolio averaging 7 or 8. But that's on average. It's not what happens every year. Some years are better. Some years are not so good. Last year, balanced funds did fairly well. This year, we'll see. Next year, I don't know. And if they keep doing well, then almost anything works when you're trying to take a distribution from your portfolio. But do you really want to count on every year being a positive year in a stock portfolio, a balanced portfolio, or any portfolio that has movement associated with interest rates, with valuations, with stocks, with bonds, with investor perception? Because that's what's happening. When you have a portfolio that is a balanced portfolio that you are using to drive a cash flow, you can run into problems when we have the negative years. And so we've used the example many times because we got to go look at longer term periods of time. I mean, if your life expectancy is only 10 years, you can take a pretty good sized distribution and not worry about running out of money, because you don't have to provide it for a long time. But if we want to look at providing it for 30 years, like the so-called 4% rule, 4.5% rule does, well, we got to go back in time to look at full 30-year periods of time. Now, we want to use both good and bad times. We want to look at what's happening and what we can do to try to avoid the negativity that the markets will bring to us, especially when we are taking money out of a portfolio. So we went back, and I think it was John Hancock actually did the study, looking at a person that retired in 1969, and then looking at a person that retired in 1979, using the same strategy in both cases.
And the exact same portfolio, by the way.
Right. It was a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, rebalanced every year to maintain that portfolio balance of 60-40. Very common type of portfolio for somebody in their retirement years, or at least, you know, that pushed as far as a common type. And they were going to take a 5% distribution with no inflation. Now, the original 4% rule took a 4% distribution, but inflation indexed it every year. So whatever the CPI was, they just increased it by that amount.
So
this is just a flat 5.
Right. So these two people, but it's always 5% of the initial of the initial balance, which means they're going to take a flat $5,000
out of
every single year.
If it starts with $100,000, that what they, and this again in both of the examples, they started with $100,000, and they just took $5,000 out every year. Just boom, every year. Now, if we look at the 60-40 mix rebalanced annually, over a 20-year period of time, without taking money out of the portfolio, using the returns that the John Hancock study showed for a total return, meaning interest is being and everything's put together, if you didn't take any money out of that portfolio from 69 to 89, or to the end of 88, your return would have been almost 9%. 8.94%. Now, this is ignoring taxes, so we're going to, you know, be right up front about that. We're going to ignore taxes in this situation. But your return was like almost a 9% rate of return, not taking any money out of it. 9% sounds pretty reasonable, right? Interest rates were a little higher back then. We may not be able to expect that kind of return going forward, but over that period of time, that sounded pretty reasonable. Now, do one thing different. Start taking money out of that portfolio. Take a 5% distribution from that portfolio, 5% of original. So if you had $100,000, you start taking $5,000 a year out of it. Now, what might you have at the end of that same 20-year period of time? Your non-distribution portfolio earned close to 9%. What is taking a distribution lower than the 20-year average, what does that do to the portfolio? Well, unfortunately, what it does is it kills it. At the end of 20 years, there's no money left in it because we had a couple down years, specifically a couple down years in the first 10. And they weren't even that big. I mean, the first year was a minus 2.5%, a little over minus 2.6% of total return. That's not that bad, but it's a negative return. You still took your $5,000 out. And then the next couple of years were actually positive, and it wasn't until 6 years down the line that we hit another negative year.
But the damage had been done, Professor Plum.
It had been
early
started,
on.
And then we had another 2 years back-to-back of negative years that really basically set the nail in the coffin there.
So this was somebody who, in your example, you had somebody who had retired in 1969. This is using real-life data here.
Mm-hmm.
They retired in 1969.
Now, do you think in 1969 they could have predicted that over the next 10 years they would have had four negative years in a balanced portfolio? They did, but nobody was predicting that in 1969. Now, on the other side, just coming off of a decade with four negative years, somebody who retired in 1979, 10 years later, who did the exact same portfolio, 60-40 mix, rebalanced the same way, took a 5% distribution of initial balance. Now, their portfolio over the next 20 years would have done even better than 9% because they went through some very high interest rate years and they went through some very good stock market years. So over that 20-year period of time, their portfolio without taking distributions would have been in the low double digits. It was a nice return. And in that case, because there wasn't a single negative year. There was a couple not so great years, but most of them were pretty good. That individual, doing the exact same strategy, had a great deal of money left over. Instead of $100,000 at the end of 20 years, they had like $592,000 left over at the end of 20 years. What was different? Was it the way they managed their money? Nope, same way. Was it the way they took their distribution? Nope, same way. The amount? Nope, same distribution. What was different was the first 10 years of the first one had four negative years, whereas in the next 20 years, there wasn't a single negative total return year. But there are ways to get around this and not worry about that negative sequence in the first 10 years. And how do we go about doing it? Maybe make yourself more conservative.
Maybe it's a strategy. All right, 877-PLANNER. You have questions on this or anything else, give us a call. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here till the top of the hour. In fact, it's going to be more than that. We got some emails to get to later on this hour, perhaps certainly next hour. And then coming up next hour, even more. In fact, some tax stuff, too, because people are still thinking about taxes. Go figure. Anyway, that's all coming up. 877-PLANNER, our number. We have room on the phones for you. If you've got a money question, any kind of money question, give us a call. And we'll talk to you about it. 877-752-6637. Talking here about this idea of sequence of returns. You gave the example, Professor Plum. Two people who retired. One retired in 1969 with $100,000. One retired in 1979 with $100,000. The person who retired, both portfolios identical. For this,
managed the same way.
Managed exactly the same way. It's in every
60,
way.
60-40 blended portfolio.
Each person started taking $5,000 out at the start, right? For person A in 1969, person B in 1979, the first month that they retired, they took it out. And person the difference is person A, who retired in 1969, was out of money by like 1988, certainly by 1989. I think it was 19 years, but call
they're
it 20
They're out of money
years.
In 1989.
All right, well, yeah, by 1989, their portfolio was zero. Person B, who was taking $5,000 out, but happened to retire in 1979 instead of 1969, not only was not out of money, what did they have after 20 years?
Well, they had close to 600,000 based on the numbers that we're seeing from the John Hancock study. Now, we'll get back into that number in a little bit. Just remember, well, I'll remind you of that number, too. But the idea is, well, the investor, the second investor, must have been a much better investor. No, the portfolio was managed the exact same way. So it wasn't the problem with the portfolio. It was the problem with, as John has said many times, the strategy. So let's step back and say, okay, what could we have done to try to combat the problem that the first person had?
Well, excuse me, let me just jump in one more time. The problem was strategy, because when the person retired in 1969, they experienced a couple of bad years early on. There was one right away and one 5-6 years later.
Right. At the first five, there was only one bad year, and it was only down by 2.5%, 2.6%. That doesn't sound all that bad.
First 7 years, couple of down years, but otherwise some up years. But the person who retired in 1979 saw no down years, just by sheer luck. By sheer happenstance, they saw no down years until 1990?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
And then it was only a less than 1% down.
Exactly.
And we're talking total return here.
Right. And so that's why the sequence of returns early on in their retirement is what hurt the person in 1969. It was those early down years, so that they could never recover.
They never did.
Then it comes down to the problem wasn't, you can't guess when to retire.
You don't know what's going to happen over the next 10 years.
So the problem, as you said, was strategy.
Problem is strategy. So what I would look at and say, well, let's make this person more conservative. Not more conservative necessarily from the portfolio allocation standpoint, or at least from the portfolio management standpoint, but let's just have less money in the portfolio. What if we needed $5,000 a year for the next 10 years, and I were putting it into my mattress, how much do I have to put in today to be able to pull out $5,000 a year for the next 10 years, assuming I earn nothing? Now, reality is that back in 1969, you could have earned something on bank accounts, but let's just earn nothing. We buried it in the backyard, and every year we went out and grabbed $5,000 out of it and spent it for our living expenses. So we're basically taking half of the starting portfolio, and we put it in the bank. We put it in our mattress. We put it in something that I'm going to assume earns nothing, which is about what you can earn today. you know, putting it in the bank. But let's just, you know, put it, the other $50,000, we left managed the exact same way it was before. We left it in that 60-40 mix that was just rebalanced. The only difference with that 50 and the original 100 was we're not going to take a distribution for the next 10 years out of that $50,000. We are allowing it to grow. Now, it's going to go through the same returns that the original portfolio went through. It's going to have the same movements as far as market conditions. And we're only starting with half the money. We're living off of half the money. Now, at the end of 10 years, we do it again. If there's money in the portfolio, take $50,000 out, put it in. Remember, we were just taking a flat five every year. There's no inflation component here in any of these scenarios. Just so every 10 years, we pull $50,000 out of the portfolio, put it in the mattress, pull $5,000 a year to live off of. So that portfolio that was empty after 20 years from 1969 to 1988, what do you think you might have had left if you became more conservative in your strategy and you let the volatile side of the house go through its ups and downs like the volatile side of the house is going to do? Whether it's bonds or stocks, it's going to have some volatility. Were you out of money still because you were more conservative? Because you did less of a rate of return on your growth component? You did no rate of return on the money you were taking out to live off of on an average basis over that 20-year period of time? Actually, you were a lot better off. How much money did you have at the end of 20 years from that 1969 to 1988? Still had a little over $100,000 left. So you started with $100,000. You redid the way you were taking a distribution. Instead of taking it from a $100,000 portfolio, you took it from a $50,000 cash account and let your $50,000 do whatever it does in that portfolio for the next 20 years. Every 10 years, taking $50,000 off, living off of
it. Now, you were out of cash after, what, 10 years?
And I replenished it with what was left in the portfolio.
You spent the $50,000 that you put into cash over 10 years. We're saying it earned nothing. You spent that down to nothing. It was gone after 10 years. Mm-hmm. But you say, okay, I'm out of cash. What do? I look at my portfolio. I've had this $50,000 that I moved over into the and let it go through the market gyrations. I've had it sitting there for the last 10 years. How much do I have? What is that $50,000 I put in what, 1969? Well, let's say it's the $50,000 I put in 10 years ago.
It had not grown all the way back to 100, but it had come a little ways back because we didn't have to take any money out in the first negative year. But then we had a couple of good years. We had 10s and 12s and some other good years. Mm-hmm. And then we had some downturns. But we were able to live off of it and do okay and let it grow, let it go through the gyrations. Now, we didn't even sell at the best time because if we could have timed the market, which nobody can do, we would have sold it before the bad, bad years. But we can't predict that. So the idea is just to, you know, set up a strategy. The idea is to have enough safe money to draw down that is not dependent on market movements to withstand those market movements, to be able to go through the time period where the market's not an opportunistic time to sell. Now, when you sell is not as important as not having to sell when it's down. Now, whether you get it, you know, sell right at the very top of everything, as long as you're not selling when it's down, you'll be okay, or you should be okay. Now, this is not a foolproof method. It's not going to withstand every problem that the markets can throw at you for the rest of life. And the reality is also, 5,000 a year, you know, this whole study is based on 5,000 a year. A lot of people change what they're spending. Sometimes they change it to be a higher expense. That's a bigger problem with your portfolio than, you know, how the allocation works. But I mean, there's all these other things, but we're trying to control at least part of what we can control. What can we control? We can control where we're taking the distribution from. We can't live off the portfolios like we used to in the old days where we just invested it for income and the income was higher than our distribution and we didn't have to worry about selling anything. We just lived off the income. Can't earn enough income right now in today's economy. So we have to find other ways to combat the problems of the volatility that comes with the market. Now, I talked about what would happen. This portfolio actually would last for 30 years. And at the end of 30 years, doing exactly the same thing, every 10 years just pulling off 50 and redoing it, you started with 100 in 1969. In 1999, you had about $190,000, $189,000. That was a success. Where I was, same portfolio mix, I was out of money after 20 years. Being a little safer, I had money 30 years later.
So by making half the portfolio safe, as we sort of encapsulate this, by taking half the money and putting it into safety and living off of that, you were not out of money after 20 years. In fact, you had, what did we say after 20 years?
After 20 years, you had about 102.
About 102.
About what you started
now,
with.
Yeah. Now, you're not incredibly wealthy, but that's $102,000 more than you had if you
the other way.
Spent it just taking $5,000 a year out.
And so if I started with $100,000 and I ended with, call it just over $100,000, and I took $5,000 a year out every year, what was my rate of return?
You tell me.
A little bit over 5%.
That's 5%?
With the distribution was better than the 8%. If you added, you know, what was an 8% before the distribution turned into a 0 after the distribution, 5% was better.
So if you earned 5%, you were actually better off than somebody earning 8%.
Well, because the distribution changed.
Because of the distribution method.
But what did it cost me? I had to give up something in the good years, didn't I?
What did it cost you?
We'll get into that next.
All right. 877-PLANNER. What a fascinating discussion. 877-752-6637. Call with any questions that you have on any topic at all. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're here from Lucia Capital Group. Coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing after this.
How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Not even Spanglish, is it? I don't think it is. Unos, dos. No, that's not what it was. What did he say? Dos, tres, catorce. That was the other. That was the other.
He didn't say catorce.
No, he didn't say that. No. Anyway, Wooly Bully, Sam the Sham, Johnny Dean, not the Sham, but here with Professor Rick Plum. We got another hour coming up, as I said, and coming up next hour, along with some other emails, etc. Well, I hope I have time to get to all these. Americans get an F on an income tax quiz.
Oh, I want to take the quiz. God, does that make me sound sick?
You'll get it. I mean, it was a survey of 2,300 adults given by personal finance site NerdWallet this month. And they got less than, I think, 50% or something. It was somewhere between 50 and 60%, which by academic standards is considered an F.
So failing. Anyway.
Yeah, so we'll read some of those questions coming up, and that'll be next hour. Maybe we'll spread it over 2 days. We'll see. 877-PLANNER, our number. If you've got money questions, we've got answers for you. 877-752-6637. So now, before the break, we were talking about this sequence of returns. If I take $100,000, Professor Plum, and instead of letting it sit in the market and do what it does...
60-40 mix.
60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. 60 stocks, 40 bonds.
In an effort to protect against negative sequence of returns, problems in the near future, becoming more conservative and putting, you know, basically in this particular case, half the money in the mattress,
yes,
earning nothing. You know, that helped us in the bad years.
But what about the good years? If I took $100,000 and I just, this 60-40 mix, and I just let it ride, we'll say from
79.
From 1979, I would have, after 20 years...
About $590,000.
Yeah, almost $600,000.
And if I made myself more conservative...
What if I didn't let this whole $100,000? What if I took 50 of it and I put it off in a mattress?
At the beginning of 1979, you didn't know that the next 10 years were going to be good years. You'd just seen the last 10 years being problem years, or at least a couple during that. So you became more conservative, like the 1969-year-old person did, and it worked out in that person's favor because... they had some bad years. What did you have to give up in the good years? Well, over the first 20-year period of time, from 79 to 98, instead of having 590,000-ish, you only had 460,000-ish. But a curious thing came in the next 10 years. If we're looking at it over the same 30-year period of time that the 4% rules look at, the probability and things like that, that $590,000, I mean, almost $600,000, and we're still only taking $5,000 a year out of it. So we're not taking a very, we're taking about a little less than a 1% distribution from our portfolio. Now, I'm not worried about running out of money, but over a 30-year period of time, what do you think my ending 30-year balance was just doing the straight 60-40 mix? Well, I'll tell you.
Why don't you tell me? Because I'll be wrong.
It was just slightly less. It was $591,000 instead of $592,000. So you gave up a little because in those that third 10-year block, there were four negative years. It was a problem. And what we gave up by doing the, you know, we gave up some at the 20-year mark, but we closed the gap by the 30-year mark. We were only off by $80,000. So we gave up something on the upside. But if I asked a senior today who is retiring today, would you give up 15% cumulative over your, 20% 30 years from now of your portfolio to not run out of money in these studies anytime during your 30 years? Most of the retirees would say, I don't want to run out of money. I'm willing to give up making my kids a little richer to make sure I don't have to be cared for by my kids financially, that I don't run out of money. So yes, you do give up something on the top end. You know, if you can time the market perfectly, if you know that the next 10 years are going to be good years, every one of them being a positive, and good years, you're going to give up something by being more conservative, by bucketizing, or this is a very simplistic bucket strategy. But if you cannot tell me that you're for sure going to have positive years in the next 10, 15 years, maybe you want to be a little bit more conservative and not worry as much about potentially running out of money. Now, by definition, you're not going to maintain a 50-50 mix, a 60-40 mix. The allocation is going to change at times depending upon what the portfolio does versus other things. You're drawing down one side of it, so that the percentage of safe money is getting smaller, and the volatile money may be going up or down based on what's going on. So that's where we have to look at time horizons. Is 10 years really enough time horizon? Well, maybe, maybe not. So that's why you do multiple time segmentations. Maybe you don't do a 10-year bucket. You stretch it out.
What you're talking about here is describing really a two bucket.
This is a simplistic bucket strategy.
Very, very simplistic, where you have one with 10 years worth of safe money that you're going to draw off of for income, and another bucket that's going to be essentially what would normally be your bucket three. It's your equity bucket. Right, and you're letting that grow over 10 years.
In this case, we just used a balanced portfolio because that's what we had statistics for.
So to wrap this up, where this helps you a whole lot is if you have an early sequence of returns where the
sequence
of returns is bad, where you're even just a couple of down years early on can ruin your portfolio.
They can mean that you could either run out of money or you have to adjust your spending down. Mm-hmm. And is that something we really want to do? Do we want to start getting tighter on our budget when we're not working anymore?
But what you're giving up, of course, is the chance that if you'd let all the money ride in the market and take money out of it, that you could have great years early on.
Could.
And wind up with a whole lot of money.
Could end up with, maybe 20% more money after 25, mm-hmm. 30 years.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Do you end up with that money? Or do somebody else ends up with that money? Your kids do.
Well,
that's a goal.
Yeah, but the idea is for you not to run out of money. And you say, yes, I know that. I understand that. I would much prefer to have the security of knowing that I'm not going to run out of money after 18 years and have to, go fend for myself somewhere.
Yeah. Calling the kids to say, why don't you come over for Easter dinner is better than calling the kids and saying, okay, who's going to take me this year because I got no place to stay?
Exactly. I'm coming over for Easter dinner, but I'm going to be leaving right after this.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I'm coming over for Easter dinner and
I'll help with the dishes, but then I'm out.
But and then where's my room because I've got my I've got my suitcase here. That's all I've got left. All right. Anyway, so this is about buckets. If you've got questions on this stuff, we could talk a little bit more about it, but I think we covered it fairly well this hour. Professor Plum, good discussion. And if you have any questions on any of this stuff, how your portfolio should be allocated, why it should be allocated, and why we talk buckets, you can talk to any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors at their off-air number. It is 800-644-1150. They can tell you all about this stuff and explain why we prefer the bucket strategy. We just went through it the entire hour. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. All right, stick around. A whole lot more taxes, etc., emails, phone calls. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, another hour just ahead, bucket strategy investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.